We're now joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks for being with us, Don. Let's begin with the transition from spring to summer, because we're at that point in time that it usually takes place. How are things coming along besides, well, wet?
Well, I tell you, it's been a slow process in terms of getting us into a summer pattern, at least where it's consistently warm and we start building up heating degree days and heat units. It's been slow to do that, and of course the wet ground is partly responsible for that. But in the coming week, next 10 to 14 days or so, we do see the middle part of the nation warming up. Temperatures are going to be warmer. That's going to be more consistently warm, which is, I think, good news for everybody. That's going to help dry out some of the really wet areas. Now, there's going to be a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity with that as well. It's going to be mainly of the scattered variety as we go through the rest of this week and into the weekend. Late next week and the following week, it does look like a wetter pattern is going to develop in the nation's midsection again. We're not looking at the amount of rain, maybe as heavy. And thankfully not as heavy as we've seen before. And the focal point of the heavier rain will be more towards the central and southwest areas of the Corn Belt.
Well, that'll bring us into some of those hard red winter wheat growing regions. They got a crop that, depending on where you are, is beginning to be harvested or in the middle of its growing season. And this could be a problem, I suppose, for them if there's enough wet weather there.
Yeah, I think we're going to see frequent episodes of thunderstorm activity moving through some of those areas, especially the northern and central areas of those wheat locations. That may keep the ground wet enough to cause some harvest delays, and also in areas where they need a little bit more time could cause some slowdowns as well.
Does the southeast start to get rainfall? They've been really dry.
They are getting some rainfall, and they're going to be getting some more. In fact, this pattern that's been so persistent during the month of May into the first couple of days of June is breaking. That brought that hot, dry weather to the southeast and the cold, wet weather to the west. That pattern's changing. So we do see some welcome rains coming into the southeast United States. Now, there will probably be some severe weather with that as well. But it's a slow process, Todd, but we're getting into a pattern that for everybody in the central and eastern United States, it's getting a little more favorable. A little bit drier in the northern and western Corn Belt and a little more wet in the southeast.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.